Velkommen til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. Lyt med og vær velsignet.
The Bible says like this, if you turn with me to Daniel chapter 10.
Bibelen siger sådan her i Daniel 10.
And in verse 7.
Og i vers 7.
Daniel writes like this. He says, I, Daniel.
Og Bibelen siger sådan her, og jeg, Daniel.
Alone saw the vision.
Så synet.
For the men who were with me did not see the vision.
Mændene, der var sammen med mig, så det ikke.
But a great terror fell upon them.
For en stor rædsel var faldet over dem.
So that they fled to hide themselves.
Og de var flygtet og havde skjult sig.
Therefore I was left alone when I saw this great vision.
Jeg blev alene tilbage, og da jeg så dette vældige syn.
No strength remained in me, for my vigor was turned into frailty in me, and I retained no strength.
Forlod al kraft mig. Jeg blev lige bleg og havde ikke flere kræfter.
Yet I heard the sound of his words.
Så hørte jeg ham tale.
And while I heard the sound of his words.
Og mens jeg lå i dyb søvn med ansigtet mod jorden.
I was in a deep sleep on my face with my face to the ground.
Yeah.
You know, there are moments in our life.
Der er øjeblikke i vores liv.
When God wants to meet with us.
Hvor Gud ønsker at mødes med os.
In a special way.
På en speciel måde.
He has a divine moment for that.
Han har et guddommeligt øjeblik for det.
He has a divine place for that.
Han har et guddommeligt sted for det.
He brings us into a particular circumstance.
Han bringer os ind i et helt bestemt omgivelse.
And he wants to reveal something in us that he has not revealed before.
Og han vil åbenbare ting for os, som han ikke har åbenbaret for os før.
The one thing that we need to do.
Så den ting vi har brug for at gøre.
Is that we allow him to be him in our lives.
Er at vi tillader ham at være sig selv i vores liv.
Was Daniel anointed?
Var Daniel salvet?
Yes, he was.
Ja, han var.
Was he walking under a mighty anointing?
Vandrede han under en mægtig salvelse?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was he walking under an open heaven over his life?
Vandrede han under en åben himmel over sit liv?
Yes.
Yeah.
In him was the spirit of the living God.
Ja, i ham var den levende Guds ånd.
And people saw it.
Og mennesker, de så det.
The queen identified it.
Og dronningen, hun så det.
He could interpret dreams and visions.
Han kunne udtyde drømme og visioner.
He could even interpret the finger of God on the wall writing something.
Han kunne udtyde Guds finger, som skrev på væggen.
He was already a mighty man of God.
Han var allerede en mægtig.
He was already a prophet.
Han var allerede en profet.
He already could see what God was showing him.
Han kunne allerede se, hvad Gud viste ham.
But.
Men.
God had.
Gud havde.
Another moment for him.
Et andet øjeblik for
Not
ham.
Not like he'd ever been before.
Ikke som han ikke havde oplevet
Not
før.
What he had ever experienced before.
Eller hvad han tidligere havde erfaret.
Not in the way that it has been before.
Ikke som det havde været før.
The reason Daniel writes about how he felt was because it was an intense encounter from God over his life.
Grunden til at Daniel han beskriver det sådan her var fordi at det var et intenst øjeblik fra Gud over hans liv.
And before God could open to him about something specific about the end times.
Og før Gud kunne åbenbare ting om det her specifikke med endetiden.
This great and mighty anointed man.
Den her store og salvede Guds mand
had to be sent into the lion's den.
Måtte blive sendt ind i løvekuglen.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
Every moment in our lives with God is a defining moment in our lives.
Og et hvert øjeblik med Gud i vores liv, det er et øjeblik, som er med til at definere vores liv.
It's not the way we think.
Og det er ikke som vi tror.
It's the way he sees it.
Men det er som han ser det.
Sometimes, you know, we walk through challenging times.
Vi kan gå igennem udfordrende tider.
But for a man of God and a woman of God.
Men for en Guds mand og en Guds kvinde.
Whether you're up the mountain or down the valley.
Uanset om du er op på bjerget eller nede i dalen.
It means nothing.
Så betyder det ingenting.
Because you know God is in control of your life.
Fordi du ved at Gud han har kontrol.
That is why David, when he walked through the valley of the shadow of death.
Det var derfor, da David han gik igennem dødsskyggens dal.
He said, I fear no evil.
Så siger han, jeg frygter intet ondt.
Because you have anointed me.
Fordi du har salvet mig.
Because you are with me.
Fordi du er med mig.
I can even feel the shadow of death over me.
Og jeg kan da føle dødsskyggens dal over mig.
But for me.
Men for mig.
Whatever be the circumstances I'm walking through.
Uanset de omstændigheder jeg går igennem.
You are still God over my life.
Så er du stadig Gud over mit liv.
Are you with me, church?
Er du med, kirke?
In whatever situation you're walking in.
Så hvad end du går igennem.
God is about to do something awesome in your life.
Så er Gud i færd med at gøre noget mægtigt i dit liv.
If you're willing to be where he wants you to be.
Hvis du er villig til at være der, hvor han
er. If you're willing to walk with him in the midst of everything.
Hvis du er villig til at vandre med ham i midt i alt.
If you're willing to give to him everything in your life.
Hvis du er villig til at give ham alt i dit liv.
If you're willing to submit to everything.
Hvis du er villig til at underordne dig
alt him,
ind for ham,
so that he can be him over our lives.
Sådan at han kan være ham over vores liv.
Turn with me to Matthew chapter 26 this
morning. Gå med mig om i Matthæus 26.
We're seeing here.
Og vi ser her.
You know, Jesus coming into the Garden of Gethsemane.
At Jesus han skal ind i Getsemane have.
Before he comes to the Garden of Gethsemane.
Og inden han kommer ind i Getsemane
have. He's trying to tell something to his disciples.
Så forsøger han at sige noget til disciplene.
So the Bible says in verse 31.
Og Bibelen siger i vers 31.
Then Jesus said to them.
Så sagde Jesus til dem.
All of you will be made to stumble because of me this night. For it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the shepherd of the flock will, the sheep of the flock will be scattered.
Der sagde Jesus til dem, i nat vil I alle svigte mig, for der står skrevet, jeg vil slå hyrden ned, så fårene i jorden spredes.
But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee.
Men efter at jeg er opstået, går jeg i forvejen for jer til Galilea.
First of all, every word that proceeds from his mouth is power to our lives.
Først og fremmest så er et hvert ord der udgår af Jesu mund, det er kraft for vores
liv. He knows what he's saying.
Han ved hvad han siger.
He is God.
Han er Gud.
He knows what he's doing.
Og han ved hvad han gør.
And the word of God will never ever change in our lives.
Og Guds ord vil aldrig forandres i vores liv.
So Jesus is speaking something very important that the disciples need to hear.
Så Jesus taler noget meget vigtigt, som disciplene skal høre.
He said, all of you will be made to stumble.
Han siger, at vi vil alle svigte mig.
But it is so interesting to see.
Men det er interessant at se.
The response of the disciples to the Savior.
Responsen fra disciplene til deres frelser.
In verse 33, Peter answered and said to him.
Og i vers 33, Peter sagde til ham,
even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble.
Om så alle andre svigter, så svigter jeg da aldrig, sagde Peter til ham.
Isn't it interesting?
Er det ikke interessant?
God is saying,
og Gud siger,
you're going to stumble.
At I vil svigte.
And he says,
og han siger,
I will not stumble.
Jeg vil ikke svigte dig.
Jesus said, to him.
Og Jesus sagde til ham.
Assuredly I say to you that this night before the rooster crows you will deny me three times.
Jesus sagde til ham, sandelig siger jeg dig, i nat før hanen galer vil du fornægte mig tre gange.
Now Peter goes one step against it, little more higher.
Peter sagde til ham, og han gik lige et skridt højere.
Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you, and so said all the disciples.
Om så jeg skal dø sammen med dig, vil jeg aldrig fornægte dig. Det samme sagde også alle de andre disciple.
It's not important how we feel.
Så det er ikke vigtigt hvordan vi føler det.
Or how much we are zealous.
Eller hvor nidkære vi er.
It's very important to understand.
Men det er vigtigt vi forstår.
When God speaks.
Når Gud taler.
He does what he speaks.
Så gør han det han siger.
Come on church, are you with me?
Er du med kirke?
It's not about how we feel.
Det handler ikke om hvad
It's
vi.
It's not whether we want to listen to it or not.
Om vi vil lytte til det eller.
It's not about how even more zealous we can speak and make things happen.
Eller hvor nidkære vi kan udtale ting og få ting til at ske.
God's word over me is greater than my thoughts towards him.
Guds ord over mig er større end hans
than my thoughts towards him.
End mine tanker over for ham.
Are you with me, church?
Er du med, kirke?
His word to me is greater than my thoughts towards him.
Hans ord til mig er større end mine tanker over for ham.
Because he's God.
Fordi han er Gud.
And I am man.
Og jeg er et menneske.
More than what we think about him.
Og mere end det vi tænker om ham.
It is important to know, recognize and follow his word to me.
Så det er vigtigt at vi kan genkende og kende og følge hans ord til mig.
That's why we need to know his word.
Det er derfor vi har brug for at kende hans ord.
That's why we need to know his voice.
Og at vi har brug for at kende hans røst.
That's why we need to know what he is speaking to us about ourselves.
Og vigtigt at vi ved hvad taler han til os om os selv.
Because what he says.
Fordi det han siger.
He will do.
Det vil han gøre.
Are you with me, church, this
morning? Er du med, kirke?
What he says, he is faithful and just to do it for our lives.
Det han siger, det er han retfærdig og trofast til at gøre i vores liv.
The Bible says in Hebrews 10:38, the just shall live by faith.
Hebræerne siger i 10:38, at den retfærdige skal leve af tro.
That word live means it's a lifeline.
Og det ord leve, det betyder det er en hel livslinje.
What is how do you express this faith?
Og hvordan udtrykker du den tro?
You hold on to what he has spoken over your life.
Du holder fast i det han har talt over dit liv.
You hold on to how he has revealed himself over your life.
Og du holder fast i hvordan han har åbenbaret sig over dit liv.
We can go through many challenges.
Vi kan gå igennem mange udfordringer.
We live in a fallen world.
Og vi lever i en falden verden.
Where there are many things that will happen.
Og hvor mange ting vil ske.
And they will continue to happen in our life.
Og det vil fortsætte i vores liv.
But we don't live by the things that we see.
Men vi lever ikke ud fra det vi
we
ser.
We don't live by what we hear.
Og vi lever heller ikke ud fra det vi
we
hører.
We live by his voice.
Men vi lever ud fra hans røst.
The question this morning, church, is.
Så spørgsmålet her til morgen er.
What is your God speaking to you every day?
Hvad taler din Gud til dig hver dag?
What is the Lord speaking to you every day?
Hvad taler din Gud til dig hver dag?
Are you willing to listen to what he says?
Er du villig til at lytte til det han siger?
Now all of us know.
Vi ved alle.
That only when we listen to his word.
At når vi lytter til hans ord.
And act upon his word.
Og handler på hans ord.
Then that word becomes power in our lives.
Så bliver det ord kraft i vores liv.
Isn't that true?
Er det ikke sandt?
That's why it's very important.
Det er derfor det er vigtigt.
When somebody comes to you and says,
at når nogen kommer til dig og siger,
do you know what they talk about you?
Ved du hvad de taler om dig?
If you're smart,
og hvis du er smart,
you will say,
så vil du sige,
please, you know, you can keep it to yourself. I'd rather not hear it.
Det vil jeg helst ikke høre.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because only when you hear it,
fordi det er når du hører det,
that word can come into you.
Så kan det ord komme ind
i dig. The person who said it will go home.
Og den person, som sagde det, vil gå hjem.
But when you go to your bed,
men når du går i seng,
that word that you heard about someone telling about your life will start running into your head.
Så vil det ord, du har hørt, løbe i dit hoved.
And it will begin to do something to you.
Og det vil gøre noget i dig.
It will begin to give you thoughts.
Det vil give dig tanker.
All kinds of things will run inside of you.
Og alle mulige slags tanker vil du have inde i dig.
But if you had said to them, I don't want to hear about what somebody is talking about me.
Men hvis du siger, det vil jeg ikke høre på.
Then it has no power over you.
Så har det ingen kraft over dig.
And for us as God's children,
og for os som Guds børn,
His word over us is greater than anybody's word over us.
Så er hans ord over os større end alle andres ord.
I don't care about what people talk about me.
Jeg er ligeglad med hvad mennesker siger.
I need to care about what God speaks to me.
Men jeg bryder mig om hvad Gud taler til mig.
Because my life is about God.
Fordi mit liv handler om
my
Gud.
My future is about Him.
Min fremtid er
one
om
day
ham.
I'm going to stand before him.
En dag skal jeg stå ind for
and
ham.
And give an account about my life.
Og give og gøre regnskab for mit liv.
Come on, church, are you with me this morning?
Er du med mig, kirke?
These are days that God wants to reveal himself to us.
Og det her det er dage hvor Gud vil åbenbare sig
so
selv for os.
So that we can walk in power.
Så vi kan vandre i kraft.
Here you see a people.
Og her ser du et folk.
Disciples.
Disciple.
They are on fire.
De er i brand.
You are going to be scattered.
Og I vil blive spredt.
No, we won't be scattered.
Nej, vi vil ikke blive spredt.
No, we will not die.
Nej, vi vil ikke dø.
I'm willing to die with you.
Og jeg er villig til at dø for
even
dig.
Even if everybody, you know, dies, you know, everybody runs, I will not run.
Selvom alle andre svigter, så vil jeg ikke svigte.
It's not about how we feel.
Og det handler ikke om hvordan
vi føler. It's about what he says.
Men om hvad han siger.
Are you with me, church?
Er du med, kirke?
That's why.
Therefore,
his word over our lives should be greater than our feelings and thoughts about him.
Så skulle hans ord over vores liv være større end vores egne følelser og tanker.
Isn't it interesting?
Er det ikke interessant?
Then the Bible says.
Så siger Bibelen.
Then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane.
Så kom Jesus med dem til et sted som hedder Gethsemane.
And said to the disciples.
Og sagde til disciplene.
Sit here while I go and pray over there.
Sæt jer her mens jeg går derhen og beder.
And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee and he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed.
Så tog han Peter og de to Zebedæus sønner med sig, og han blev grebet af sorg og angst.
I want you to know this morning.
Jeg vil du skal vide her til morgen.
God can feel sorrowful.
Gud kan bedrøves.
God can feel deeply distressed.
Og Gud han kan føle dyb ængstelse.
Things around that are going to happen can affect the heart of God.
De ting som skal ske kan påvirke Guds hjerte.
Why do I say that?
Hvorfor siger jeg det?
It's because I want you to know.
Fordi jeg vil du skal vide.
Whatever challenge you may walk with.
At uanset hvilken udfordring du har.
Whatever deep distress you may have in your life.
Hvilken stressede ting du har i dit liv.
He knows exactly what it is.
Så ved han præcis
you
hvad det er.
You know why?
Ved du hvorfor?
Because he feels with you.
Fordi han føler med dig.
He feels exactly what you're going through.
Han føler det du går igennem.
That's who he is.
Og det er den han er.
Sometimes when tears run down our eyes.
Nogle gange når tårer løber ned af vores kinder.
Or somebody has turned around against you.
Eller en har vendt sig imod dig.
Or there is a situation that you're walking through.
Eller der er en situation du går igennem.
You feel broken on the inside.
Så er du brudt indeni.
And you feel troubled on the inside.
Og du kan være bekymret indeni.
I want you to know this morning.
Så vil jeg du skal vide her til morgen.
We have a God.
Vi har en Gud.
Who knows exactly where we are in our life.
Som præcis ved hvor vi er i vores liv.
Not only does he feel it.
Og ikke alene føler han det.
He has a way for us out of it.
Han har en udvej for os.
You know why?
Ved du hvorfor?
Because he had a way for himself out of it.
Fordi han havde selv en udvej
God
fra det.
God can understand every pain in our lives.
Gud forstår enhver smerte i vores liv.
Because he walked in pain.
Fordi han vandrede i
because
smerte.
Because he knew because he has been through every situation that you and I have been through.
Fordi han har været igennem enhver situation som du og jeg går igennem.
But here the Bible talks about.
Men her taler Bibelen
what
om
what Jesus did when he walked through it.
Hvad Jesus gjorde da han gik igennem.
What
det.
Did Jesus do?
Hvad gjorde Jesus?
When he felt troubled in his heart.
Da han var bekymret
when
i sit
hjerte. Was distressed inside of himself.
Og stresset i sit hjerte.
What did he do?
Hvad gjorde han?
The Bible says like this.
Bibelen siger sådan her.
In verse 38.
I vers 38.
Then he said, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful even to death.
Der sagde han til dig, min sjæl er fortvivlet til døden.
Stay here and watch with me.
Bliv her og våg sammen med mig.
Then the Bible says.
Og så siger Bibelen.
He went a little farther.
Og han gik lidt længere væk.
Fell on his face.
Faldt ned på sit ansigt.
And prayed.
Og bad.
What did he do?
Hvad gjorde han?
The Bible says.
Bibelen siger.
He went alone.
At han gik alene.
Away from everyone.
Væk fra alle.
Away from everyone.
Han gik for sig selv.
And what did he do?
Og hvad gjorde han?
It's very interesting. The Bible says he went face down.
At han faldt på sit ansigt.
And he prayed.
Og bad.
I want to tell you, my friend, this morning.
Jeg vil gerne sige dig, min ven, her til morgen.
There is a place for you with God.
Der er et sted for dig med Gud.
There are times in our lives.
Og der er tidspunkter i vores liv.
That we must step aside.
Hvor vi må træde til side.
Step aside from everything.
Træde væk fra alting.
Everyone.
Alting.
Find a place for yourself with your heavenly Father.
Finde et sted, hvor det kun er dig og din himmelske far.
Go face down.
Og læg dig på dit ansigt.
And begin to pray.
Og begynd at be.
Begin to pray.
Og begynd at be.
In the most trying times of your life.
I den største prøvelse i dit liv.
There is a place with God.
Så er der et sted med Gud.
Where?
Hvor?
He will visit you.
Hvor han vil besøge dig.
You and him can have a conversation.
Hvor du og ham kan have en samtale.
And you can find a way for your life with your heavenly Father.
Og du kan finde en vej sammen med din himmelske far for dig.
Which no man's advice can be compared to.
Som ikke noget menneskes råd kan sammenlignes med.
No preacher's advice can help you.
Og ikke nogen prædikants råd kan hjælpe dig.
Because we preachers are limited. We are also human beings.
Fordi vi prædikanter, vi er begrænsede. Vi er også mennesker.
There's only so much we can tell you.
Så kun så meget kan vi sige.
But it's not
dig.
Like that with God.
Men sådan er det ikke med Gud.
When you are with him.
Når du er med ham.
You can be transparent like your glasses.
Så kan du være gennemsigtig som glas.
You can even tell him.
Og du kan da sige til ham.
Exactly where you are with him.
Præcis hvor du er med ham.
Man will judge you.
Mennesker kan
God
dømme
won't
dig.
Judge you. God won't judge you.
Gud vil ikke dømme dig.
Man will condemn you.
Og mennesker, de vil fordømme
God will
dig.
Not condemn you.
Gud vil ikke fordømme
Man
dig.
Will look at your past.
Og mennesker vil se på din fortid.
He'll always say you are here because of what has happened with you.
Og mennesker vil sige, du er jo her for det, hvad der har sket med dig.
God can also see that.
Og det kan Gud også se.
But he's also always talking about a way in your future.
Men han taler altid om en vej i din fremtid.
In John chapter 4, the woman had lived with five marriages that never worked.
I Johannes 4 var der en kvinde, som havde levet med fem mænd, og det havde ikke fungeret.
And she was living with somebody else.
Og nu levede hun med en anden.
And he knew everything.
Og han vidste jo alt.
But when he came to her.
Men da han kom til hende.
He was talking about something from him that she can have so that her future will be different.
Der talte han om ting, hun kunne få fra ham, sådan at hendes fremtid ville være anderledes.
When you are with him alone,
når du er sammen med ham alene,
he is ready to give you something,
så er han klar til at give dig noget.
That will make your future something completely different than the way you can see your own future.
Som vil gøre din fremtid fuldstændig anderledes, end du selv er i stand til at se det.
The God we worship is a life giver.
Den Gud, vi tilbeder, han er en livgiver.
He's willing to restore.
Han er villig til
He's willing to move you forward.
Genoprette og få dig
There
til
are people who want to pull you back.
Der er mennesker, der vil trække dig tilbage.
But God is not like that.
Men sådan er Gud ikke.
God is always willing to make a way for you.
Gud er altid villig til at skabe
God
en
is
vej
always
for
willing
dig.
To give a clean slate over our lives.
Gud er altid villig til at udradere
He's willing to put our past away.
Og villig til at slette vores fortid.
That's why Paul writes forgetting those things that are behind, I press forward.
Det er derfor Paulus siger, i det jeg glemmer det der er bagved, presser jeg mig fremad.
That's what our life is all about.
Det er det vores liv handler om.
We can have many messes in our life.
Vi kan have mange ting der er rodet til i vores
liv. But when we come to him,
men når vi kommer til ham,
when we are willing to fall at his feet,
og når vi er villige til at falde ved hans fødder.
Jesus understood the agony that he was about to enter in his life.
Jesus, han forstod den smerte, han var i færd med at træde ind i.
He was the Son of God.
Han var Guds søn.
He knew there was a cup.
Han vidste, der var
a cup of suffering.
Et bæger af smerte.
That he had to drink.
Som han måtte drikke.
That will crush his life.
Som ville knuse hans liv.
That will break his body.
Som ville bryde hans legeme.
That will destroy everything in him.
Som ville ødelægge alt i ham.
That is going to completely tear his life apart.
Som ville rive hans liv.
And he knew he was going to get into that cup.
Og han vidste, han skulle have taget den.
My friend, sometimes the sin in our lives we are not able to handle.
Nogle gange, min ven, så er den synd vi har i vores liv.
But he was about to take the sins of all the world.
Men han var villig til at tage hele verdens.
Can you think about it?
Kan du tænke over
not
det?
Just our sins.
Ikke alene vores
but the sins of all the world.
Men hele verdens.
He knew he had to come under this.
Det vidste han, han måtte
it would
under.
Be so heavy.
Det ville være så
tungt. It would be so troubling.
Og det ville være så fyldt med hvad hedder det, problemer.
But
men
he knew.
Han vidste.
If I go.
Hvis jeg går.
Alone.
Alene.
With my father.
Med min far.
There will be something.
Så er der noget.
And what did the Bible says?
Og hvad siger Bibelen?
He said to the father.
Han sagde til sin far.
If this cup will pass away from me.
Hvis den her bæger kan gå mig forbi.
That's how I feel.
Det er sådan jeg har det.
I really feel that this Lord, I really feel that this cup will just go past me.
Han følte sådan at hvis den her bæger eller det her bæger kunne gå ham forbi.
But then he said something.
Men så sagde han noget.
Said to the father.
Han sagde til sin far.
Not my will.
Ikke min vilje.
But your will.
Men din vilje.
Let it be done.
Ske.
Not my will.
Ikke min vilje.
You know, submitting to the will of God is trusting God with your life.
Underordnelse af Guds vilje, det er at stole på ham med dit liv.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
When we go to God.
Når vi går til Gud.
Lord, I surrender to you, Lord.
Herre, jeg overgiver mig til dig.
I am for you, Lord.
Jeg er for dig,
I give
Gud.
Everything to you, Lord.
Jeg giver alt til dig.
I want your will over my life.
Jeg vil at din vilje skal ske.
What am I trying to say?
Hvad er det jeg forsøger at sige?
This is mine.
Det er min.
God, I give it to you.
Gud, jeg giver det til dig.
Hereafter it is yours.
Herefter så er det dit.
You do what you want.
Gør hvad du vil.
That's what he did.
Det er jo det han gjorde.
That's why we are in church today.
Det er derfor vi er i kirke i dag.
Are you with me, church?
Er du med, kirke?
Your greatest life with God is when God is God over everything in your life.
Dit største liv med Gud er når Gud er Gud over alting i dit liv.
And when that happens?
Og når det sker.
Sometimes we will go through surprises.
Så kan det være, at vi går igennem overraskelser.
Yes, yes. I felt it. 3 months.
Jeg har mærket det i 3 måneder.
Could I understand what happened?
Kunne jeg forstå, hvad der skete?
No.
Nej.
Was I a victim of circumstances?
Var jeg ligesom et offer for omstændighederne?
No, no.
Nej.
I chose that I would not be a victim of circumstances.
Nej, jeg valgte, jeg ikke ville være et offer for omstændighederne.
Why?
Hvorfor?
Because he is God of my life.
Fordi han er Gud i mit liv.
Because he sent me.
Fordi han sendte mig.
He spoke to me.
Han talte
he
til
gave
mig.
A word to me.
Han gav et ord til mig.
So I decided.
Så jeg besluttede.
I said to the Lord.
Og jeg sagde til Gud.
I don't know what you're doing.
Jeg ved ikke hvad du gør.
But I only know one thing.
Men jeg ved én ting.
You're doing something.
Du gør et eller andet.
I don't know what it is.
Jeg ved ikke hvad det er.
Do you think I know it today?
Tror du jeg ved det i dag?
I still don't know it.
Jeg ved det ikke.
But he gave me a word.
Men han gav mig et ord.
In the storms.
I stormen.
He said to me,
sagde
you will
mig,
know about it at a later time, he said.
Du vil vide omkring det på et senere tidspunkt.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So I also realized I'm not supposed to try to find out why I'm going through this.
Så jeg indså at jeg skal ikke prøve at finde ud af hvorfor jeg går igennem det.
Now let me tell you the truth.
Lad mig sige dig sandheden.
Did I feel sometimes broken?
Følte jeg mig indimellem brudt?
Yes, yes.
Ja.
In spite of everything God said to me.
På trods af alting sagde Gud.
I had tough times.
Jeg har haft hårde tider.
Sometimes I had low times.
Og nogle gange havde jeg meget lave.
I got a nice word, but suddenly I felt so down.
Jeg fik et fint ord, men nogle gange så følte jeg
That's
mig
because I'm still in the flesh.
Det er fordi jeg stadig er i kød.
Sometimes thoughts were, you know, it was running in my head.
Og tingene kunne løbe i mit hoved.
Because you know sometimes with your life, you want it to fit somewhere. So that you understand what's happening with your life.
Du vil gerne med dit liv, at det ligesom passer ind, sådan at du ved, hvad der sker.
But God never allowed me to fit into anything.
Men Gud, han tillod mig ikke, at det skulle
It's
passe.
It's just hanging in the air.
Jeg hang bare der i luften.
For 3 months.
I 3 måneder.
All that I could do was.
Og alt hvad jeg kunne gøre var.
Not my will, Lord, your will.
Ikke min vilje her, men
I
din vilje.
I don't know what you're doing, Lord.
Jeg ved ikke hvad du gør her.
But you know what you're doing, Lord.
Men du ved hvad du gør.
And Peter, I don't know how long he stood on water.
Og jeg ved ikke hvor længe Peter han stod på vandet.
But I felt I stood on water for 3 months.
Men jeg følte at jeg stod på vandet i 3 måneder.
And sometimes I was going into the water and coming out of the water.
Og nogle gange så var jeg helt nede i vandet og kom ud af vandet igen.
I was kind of in and out all the time, you know.
Jeg var ligesom i og op hele tiden.
Now why I say that is because.
Og hvorfor siger jeg det?
Surrender is to trust.
Overgivelse det er at stole på.
Sometimes we even fight with God because we are not able to trust Him 100%.
Og iblandt så kan vi næsten ligesom slås med Gud, fordi vi er ikke i stand til at stole på ham 100%.
Turn with me to quickly. I'm going to finish. Turn with me to. 1 Samuel chapter 1.
Gå med mig om i 1. Samuel 1.
Something the Lord spoke to me. Let me just share it quickly.
Lad mig lige hurtigt dele det med dig.
And the Bible says, many of us know the history behind it, right?
Og mange af os, vi kender historien bag.
It's about Hannah not having a child.
Og det handler om Hannah, som ikke havde et barn.
So the Bible says,
så Bibelen siger,
how did Hannah feel?
Hvordan følte Hannah?
Verse 10 says,
Vers 10 siger,
and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed to the Lord and wept in anguish.
I sin fortvivlelse bad hun til Herren, mens hun græd højt.
That's exactly how she felt.
Det var sådan hun følte det.
She was bitter, you know, she felt so terrible in her heart.
Det var fordi hun var
in her soul.
Var så fortvivlet i sin
in her mind.
I sit sind.
In her will.
In
her emotions.
I hendes følelser.
And she was in like just like Jesus. She was in anguish.
Og som Jesus, hun var i fortvivlelse.
That's exactly how she felt.
Det var sådan hun følte det.
Because
fordi
she could not find a way for her own life.
Hun ikke selv kunne finde vejen.
Then we all know what happened, right?
Og vi ved alle hvad der skete.
God supernaturally opened her womb.
Og naturligt åbnede Gud hendes moderliv.
And did a miracle for her.
Og gav hende et mirakel.
And you know the Bible says.
Og Bibelen siger.
That you know, it's amazing. You know, even Elkanah he could not understand a prayer. He thought she was drunk.
Og selv Elkanah kunne ikke ligesom forstå, da hun bad, og han troede hun var fuld.
Even the pastor could not understand what I'm going through.
Selv pastoren kunne ikke forstå, hvad jeg gik igennem.
That's exactly how she felt.
Det var sådan hun følte det.
She was praying and the pastor was saying, "Oh, you're drunk, you're drunk."
Hun bad og pastoren sagde, "Er du fuld?"
She was not drunk, she was
hun var
crying
ikke
out of anguish.
Hun bad ud fra fortvivlelse.
Then what did God do?
Og hvad gjorde Gud så?
God did a miracle for her.
Gud gav hende et mirakel.
And what did he do?
Og hvad gjorde han?
He opened her womb and gave her a son.
Han åbnede hendes moderliv og gav hende en søn.
Look at what this word says, verse 27.
Se hvad ordet siger i vers 27.
For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord. So they worship the Lord there.
Vers 27. Jeg bad om denne dreng, og Herren gav mig, hvad jeg bad ham om. Nu overgiver jeg ham til Herren. Hele sit liv skal han tilhøre Herren, og de tilbad Herren der.
What did she do?
Hvad gjorde hun?
God did a miracle for her.
Gud gjorde et mirakel for hende.
She gave the miracle back to him.
Og hun gav miraklet tilbage til ham.
Trust. Do you trust God?
Stoler du på Gud?
After all these years of praying, I finally got a miracle.
Efter alle disse år af bøn, så fik jeg endelig et mirakel.
Sometimes we want to hold it, you know. It's mine.
Og så vil vi gerne holde fast i det.
What did she do?
Hvad gjorde hun?
She gave it back to God.
Hun gav det tilbage til Gud.
Church, are you willing to give back God's calling upon your life back to him?
Kirke, er du villig til at give Guds kald over dit liv tilbage til ham?
The gifts and the callings of God over your life, are you willing to give it back to him?
Gaverne og kaldet over dit liv, er du villig til at give det tilbage til ham?
Everything he has put into your life, are you willing to give it back to him?
Alt det, som han har givet i dit liv, er du villig til at give det tilbage til ham?
Not my will, Lord.
Ikke min vilje, Herre.
Your will.
Din vilje.
Your will.
Din vilje.
Submitting to God.
Underordnelse af Gud.
Is giving back to him.
Er at give det tilbage til ham.
What belongs to him.
Det, som tilhører ham.
Wherever we are.
Hvor end vi er.
Whatever God has done for us.
Og hvad end Gud har gjort for os.
Whatever belongs to us.
Og hvad end tilhører os.
Whatever we love.
Hvad end vi elsker.
When we give it back to God.
Når vi giver det tilbage til Gud.
Then he can do something with it.
Så kan han gøre noget med det.
The Bible says.
Bibelen siger.
Samuel was one of the greatest prophets in the Bible.
Samuel var en af de største profeter i Bibelen.
To the point.
Indtil det punkt.
Not a word he spoke fell to the ground.
Er det ikke et eneste ord han talte faldt til jorden?
Because somebody.
Fordi nogen.
Was willing to let him go.
Var villig til at lade det gå.
Jesus let go of his desire.
Jesus lod sit ønske gå.
That's why the cross.
Derfor korset.
That's why the resurrection.
Og det er jo derfor det var en opstandelse.
That's why troens ord.
Derfor troens ord.
Are you with me?
Er du med?
If we want to see miracles in our lives.
Hvis vi vil se mirakler i vores liv.
We want to see God use us mightily for his glory.
Hvis vi vil se Gud anvende os mægtigt til sin ære.
If we want to see God's perfect will happen in our lives.
Og hvis vi vil se Guds fuldkomne vilje i vores liv.
We must be willing to give everything. Him.
Så må vi være villige til at give alt til ham.
Has come to a point in our lives where we can say to God.
Og hvor vi kommer til et punkt i vores liv, hvor vi siger.
Not my will, Lord.
Ikke min vilje her.
But let your will be done.
Men
in
din
my
vilje
life.
Ske i mit liv.
Everyone used by God in the Bible.
Alle som er anvendt af Gud i Bibelen.
You know, they either obeyed him or disobeyed him.
Enten så adlød de ham eller så adlød de ham ikke.
This Bible has stories and stories of people that obeyed and disobeyed.
Og Bibelen er fyldt af beretninger om mennesker som adlød og om mennesker som ikke adlød.
Obedience is submission.
Lydighed er underordnelse.
I spoke to someone 2 days ago.
Og jeg talte med en for 2 dage siden.
And the person was talking about something about Europe.
Og den her person talte om noget omkring Europa.
And he said to me.
Og han sagde til mig.
He said many years ago I was in Harvard. I was you know, I had gone to speak in Harvard.
Og for mange år siden så talte jeg på Harvard.
And he said there was a very anointed man that came to him after the meeting.
Og så var der en salvet mand som kom hen til ham efter mødet.
And said to him.
Og sagde til ham.
Pastor.
Pastor.
I have a word from God.
Jeg har et ord fra Gud.
Are you willing to listen to it?
Er du villig til at lytte til det?
So this man said.
Og den her mand sagde.
It's not about willingness.
Det handler ikke om villighed.
I don't have a choice.
Jeg har ikke et valg.
If it's coming from God.
Hvis det kommer fra Gud.
Then I don't have a choice.
Så har jeg ikke et valg.
I have already submitted fordi, to what I'm about to hear.
Fordi jeg er allerede overgivet til det, jeg skal høre.
And the man looked at him and said.
Og manden så på ham og sagde.
There will come a day in your life.
Der vil komme en dag i dit liv.
And God will use you mightily across the nations of Europe.
Hvor Gud vil anvende dig mægtigt over hele Europa.
And the man had nothing to do with Europe.
Og manden havde ingenting med Europa at gøre.
Nothing.
Ingenting.
He's not still been in Europe.
Og han havde stadig ikke været i Europa.
So there was something I was talking to him 2 days ago.
Så for 2 dage siden så talte jeg med ham.
And I began to talk about Europe to him.
Og jeg begyndte at tale om Europa med ham.
And he looked at me and said.
Og han så på mig og sagde.
Years ago.
For år siden.
This man.
Denne her mand.
Talked to me about Europe.
Talte til mig om
I've
Europa.
I just kept it in my heart.
Og jeg har bevaret det i mit hjerte.
And I don't know why you are speaking about it today.
Og nu ved jeg ikke hvorfor du taler om det i dag.
Are you with me, church?
Er du med her, kirke?
When the Lord gives you a word.
Når Herren giver dig et ord,
he's able to fulfill it.
Så er han i stand til at opfylde det.
If I'm willing to give back to him,
hvis jeg er villig til at give tilbage til ham,
everything from my life,
alt fra mit liv,
willing to submit to his will,
og villig til at underordne mig hans
if
vilje,
I can say to him this morning,
hvis jeg kan sige til ham denne her morgen,
not my will,
ikke min vilje,
but your will be done.
Men din vilje ske.
I just feel like reading one scripture before we pray. Ezekiel 30, I think it's 33.
Ezekiel 33.
No, I'm sorry. I think it's 30. Just a minute. Let me just find it for you quickly. Oh. 33.
Verse 30.
This is what God said. He said, "As for you, son of man."
Og der siger han, du menneske.
The children of your people.
Dine landsmænd
are talking about you besides the walls, in the doors of the houses, and they speak to one another, everyone saying to his brother, please come and hear what the word of the Lord, what the word is that comes from the Lord.
Dine landsmænd sidder langs murene og i døråbningerne og taler om dig. De siger til hinanden, kom dog og hør det ord, der udgår fra Herren.
So they come to you as people do. They sit before you as my people. They hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but with their hearts they pursue their own gain.
Så stimler de sammen hos dig, og mit folk sætter sig foran dig. De hører på dine ord, men de handler ikke efter dem.
You know, sometimes we can worship God.
Vi kan tilbe Gud.
We can tell God, Lord, everything in my life is for you.
Og vi kan sige, Herre, alt i mit liv tilhører dig.
I want to serve you, Lord.
Jeg vil tjene dig.
I want to be everything, you know, I give everything to you.
Jeg giver alt til dig.
We can say that.
Vi kan sige det.
But if in our heart,
men hvis i vores hjerter,
we want something for ourselves,
vi vil beholde noget for os selv,
we are like the scripture,
så er vi her som i skriften.
But from our hearts,
men ud fra vores hjerter,
if we are willing,
hvis vi er villige,
to say to God,
og sige til Gud,
I want to live your dream,
jeg vil leve dine drømme,
I want to live your plan over my life,
jeg vil udleve dine planer over mit liv,
I want to walk in the vision and dream that you have put into my life,
jeg vil leve de her visioner og drømme som du har lagt
and
i mit
for
liv.
That
og for det,
whatever it takes,
hvad end det tager,
I'm willing, Lord,
så er jeg villig, Herre,
whatever it takes,
uanset hvad det kræves,
willing to put my life on the line,
så er jeg villig til at lægge mit liv ned
before you,
ind for dig.
Daniel went on the ground.
Og Daniel, han faldt ansigtet ned.
And began to see.
Og begyndte at se.
About the end times.
Om endetiden.
When you and I are willing to go before him.
Når du og jeg er villige til at gå ind for ham.
God will begin to open our eyes.
Så vil Gud begynde at åbne vores øjne.
Begin to speak to us.
Og begynde at tale til os.
Begin to reveal to us.
Og åbenbare for os.
Begin to open the door.
Og begynde at åbne døren.
Begin to bring us.
Og begynde at bringe os.
Into his great purpose over Denmark.
Og begynder at åbenbare Guds store planer for Danmark.
He'll bring you into exactly where you should be for him to fulfill his plan over this nation.
Han vil bringe dig præcis derhen, hvor der er behov for dig for at udføre hans vilje for
He'll
dit liv.
He'll simply say to you,
han vil sige
when
til
you're
dig,
submitted,
at når du er overgivet,
come on, Yama.
Kom.
Can you see this now?
Kan du se det her nu?
Begin to open our eyes.
Begynd at åbne vores øjne.
Not only that.
Ikke alene det.
He'll say to you, Emma, if you do these things,
han vil sige til dig, Emma, hvis du gør de her ting,
you can get it.
Så kan du få det.
I will be with you.
Jeg vil være med dig.
My anointing will be with you.
Og min salvelse vil være med dig.
I will reveal myself to you.
Og jeg vil åbenbare mig selv for dig.
And I will stand with you.
Og jeg vil stå sammen med dig.
And I will bring you into what I am showing you right now.
Og jeg vil bringe dig ind i det, jeg viser dig.
And if I can hold on to him.
Og hvis jeg kan holde fast i ham.
Hold on to his word.
Holde fast i hans ord.
Just be with him.
Bare være med ham.
And say to God.
Og sige til Gud.
God.
Gud.
Now it's going to be about you and me.
Nu er det dig og mig.
You'll begin to walk the road.
Så vil vi begynde at vandre på vejen.
Of God's destiny over your life.
Over Guds bestemmelse for dit liv.
These are those days.
Det her det er de dage.
These are those days.
Det her er de dage.
Where we can step into what God has over our life.
Hvor vi begynder at træde ind i det, som Gud har for vores liv.
God never gives us a vision that he does not want to fulfill.
Gud giver os aldrig en vision, som ikke han vil opfylde.
Come on, just close your eyes for one moment.
Bare lige luk dine øjne et øjeblik.
I'm not going to tell you what to do.
Jeg skal ikke sige til dig, hvad du skal gøre.
This morning it's about you and your loving heavenly Father.
Her til morgen så handler det om dig og din kærlige himmelske far.
This is about you and your God.
Det her det handler om dig og din Gud.
The one who lives inside of you.
Jeg vil bo i dig.
The one who unconditionally loves you.
Den som betingelsesløst elsker dig.
Just speak to him what you feel.
Bare tal til ham hvad du føler.
Speak to him from your heart.
Og tal til ham ud fra dit hjerte.
Give yourself to him this morning.
Giv dig selv til ham her til morgen.
Your tomorrow will be glorious.
Din morgendag vil blive herlig.
Your tomorrow will be a God ordained tomorrow in your life.
Din morgendag vil blive en Guds planlagt dag over dit liv.
Halleluja. We give ourselves, Lord.
Vi giver os selv her.
Give ourselves.
Vi giver os selv.
Like you gave yourself to the heavenly Father.
Som du gav dig selv til din himmelske far.
I want to say to you this morning.
Så vil vi sige til dig her til morgen.
Not our will.
Ikke vores vilje.
Let your will be done.
Men lad din vilje ske.
Not our desires.
Ikke vores længsler.
Not your plans.
Men dine planer.
Your plan.
Dine planer.
Your plan.
Dine planer.
In his plan.
I hans plan.
There is power.
Er der kraft?
There is anointing.
Er der salvelse?
There is healing.
Er der lægedom?
There is victory.
Er der sejr?
It's glorious.
Det er herligt.
His plan is glorious.
Hans planer er herlige.
Glorious, glorious.
Herlige.
Halleluja. He wants you to step into a season of glory.
Han vil at du skal træde ind i en sæson af herlighed.
You and him.
Du og ham.
Into everything he has for you.
Ind i alt det han har for dig.
Halleluja. We're standing on holy ground. Let's sing it once. Father, we believe you are here this morning.
Far, vi tror at du er her til morgen.
We stand here this morning, God.
Og vi står her til morgen her.
Because we need you more than ever before.
Fordi vi har brug for dig mere end nogensinde før.
We hunger and thirst after righteousness.
Vi er sultne og tørstige efter retfærdighed.
Fill us this morning.
Fyld os her.
With yourself.
Med dig selv.
That everything else that should not be in our lives will leave us.
At alt andet, som ikke skal være i vores liv, vil forlade os.
Father, like Hannah gave Samuel back to you.
Her som Hannah gav Samuel tilbage til dig.
We give everything, every blessing of God over our lives, we give it back to you.
Så giver vi enhver velsignelse fra dig tilbage til dig.
We give our marriage to you.
Vi giver vores ægteskab til dig.
We give our spouses to you.
Vi giver vores ægtefælle til dig.
We give our children to you.
Vi giver vores børn til dig.
Every blessing that you blessed us with, we give it back to you.
Alt hvad du har velsignet os med, det giver vi tilbage til dig.
We boldly give it to you.
Vi frimodigt giver det tilbage til dig.
Let your will be done in our lives.
Lad din vilje ske i vores liv.
Hannah never knew.
Hannah vidste aldrig.
If she could have another child.
Hvis hun kunne få et andet barn.
The one child she had, she gave it.
Og det ene barn hun fik, det gav hun.
The Bible says.
Bibelen siger.
God gave her three boys and two girls.
At Herren gav hende tre drenge og to piger.
I tell you, we can never outgive God.
Vi kan aldrig give Herren mere end han giver os.
He will bless you abundantly.
Han vil velsigne dig rigeligt.
He will do things for you that you cannot even imagine.
Og han vil gøre ting for dig du slet ikke kan forestille dig.
But if we give ourselves.
Men hvis vi giver os selv.
Denmark will never be the same
again. Så vil Danmark aldrig blive den samme igen.
Our families will never be the same.
Vores familier vil aldrig blive de samme.
Europe will never be the same.
Europa
again.
Vil aldrig blive det samme.
Rabahandu rubosha rabahata rab.
Halleluja Jesus.
Give us. Father, we give ourselves. We give ourselves.
Far, vi giver os selv.
We give everything to you this
morning. Vi giver alt til dig her
Holy
til
Spirit.
Helligånd.
In any way if we have grieved you.
Hvis vi på nogen måde har bedrøvet dig.
Forgive us.
Tilgiv os.
But this morning we give ourselves.
Her til morgen så giver vi os selv.
Like Jesus was on his face.
Jesus var på sit ansigt.
We want to be on our face before
you. Hvor vi vil være på vores ansigt indenfor
dig. You can have your way in us.
Ha din vej med os.
You speak, Lord.
Tal her.
We will hear.
Og vi hører.
You tell us what to do.
Du fortæller os hvad vi
skal gøre.
And we want
to do exactly what you tell us.
Og vi vil præcis gøre det som du siger.
You lead us, Lord.
Led os her.
We're willing to step out of everything and walk with you.
Vi er villige til at træde ud af alting for at vandre med dig.
Put your hands upon us this morning.
Læg din hånd over os.
Put your hands upon us.
Læg din hånd over os.
One more time. Let your mighty hand come upon us.
Lad din mægtige hånd komme over os.
Without you we can do nothing.
Uden dig kan vi ingenting gøre.
Lord, without you we can go nowhere.
Uden dig kan vi ikke gå nogen steder.
This morning put your mighty hand upon us.
Læg din mægtige hånd over os.
Let there be an open heaven like there was an open heaven over Jacob.
Lad der være en åben himmel over os som det var over
Jacob. Change our identity, God, this morning.
Forvandl vores identitet.
Change our lives this morning, God.
Forvandl vores liv.
Lord, bring us into everything that you have for us.
Bring us in i alt det du har for os.
Thank you for Tone's ord this morning.
Tak for Tone's ord her til morgen.
Thank you for your hand upon Tone's ord.
Tak for din hånd over Tone's ord.
This morning, God, we lift up every member of our church.
Her til morgen så løfter vi et hvert medlem i kirken.
From the oldest to the youngest child.
Fra den ældste til det yngste barn.
Father, we lift them up to your throne of grace.
Løfter dem op til din nådens trone.
And ask you.
Og beder dig.
That you would bless us.
At du skal velsigne os.
You would bless us.
Velsign os.
With your presence.
Med dit nærvær.
With everything that you are.
Med alt hvad du er.
In you is everything that we need.
Og i dig er alt hvad vi har brug for.
Apart from you there is nothing good.
Uden for dig er der intet godt.
Give yourself to us one more time, God.
Vi giver os selv til dig endnu en gang.
Lord, we plead with you this morning.
Og vi
just ask of you this morning.
Vi beder dig
her. We just ask that you will have your way over every family in Tone's Hope.
Vi beder at du skal få din vej med hver familie i Tone's Hope.
Bless us, I pray.
Velsign os, beder jeg.
You know who needs a miracle.
Og du ved hvem der har behov for
et mirakel. You know who needs breakthroughs.
Du ved hvem der har brug for et gennembrud.
You know exactly where who is standing in their lives.
Og du ved præcis hvor alle står i deres liv.
This morning we ask for miracles.
Så her til morgen så beder vi om et mirakel.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
I Jesu mægtige navn.
The power of the Holy Spirit.
Og i Helligåndens kraft.
And by the blood of Jesus that was shed on the cross.
Og ved Jesu blod der blev udgydt på korset.
We speak miracles.
Så taler vi mirakler.
Breakthroughs.
Gennembrud.
In every home in Jesus' name.
I et hvert hjem i Jesu navn.
Impossible things.
Umulige ting.
Let it become possible.
Lad det være muligt.
Let every knot be untied in the name of Jesus.
Lad hver knude blive bundet op i Jesu
Sicknesses,
navn.
Sicknesses we command you to leave in the name of Jesus.
Sygdomme, vi befaler jer at forlade
mennesker. You will not stand before Jesus.
Og som du skal ikke stå ind for Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
In Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Jesus' name.
I Jesu navn.
Let the precious blood of Jesus be upon us.
Lad Jesu dyrebare blod være over os.
Bring us into the glorious future that you have over Tone.
Bring os ind i den herlige fremtid du har for Tone's ord.
We give ourselves to you this morning.
Vi giver os selv til dig her til morgen.
Pray that you'll help us to have a wonderful week.
Og hjælp os til at have en vidunderlig uge.
Lord, we pray the moments we are with you.
Og vi beder her at de øjeblikke vi er med dig
will be glorious moments.
må være herlige øjeblikke.
Let there always be an open heaven over our lives.
Og lad der altid være en åben himmel over vores liv.
Thank you, Father God.
Tak, far.
Bless us, I pray.
Herre, velsign os.
Thank you for Denmark.
Vi takker dig for
Denmark.
This
morning we speak God's blessing over Denmark.
Vi taler Guds velsignelse over Danmark.
Over the Prime Minister.
Over statsministeren.
The members of the Parliament.
Og over alle i regeringen.
All the leaders of this nation.
Alle lederne i
we
det her land.
We speak the blessing of God.
Vi taler Guds velsignelse.
We thank you for their lives.
Vi takker dig for deres liv.
We pray that Lord you would speak to them.
Vi beder her, at du taler til dem.
You will help them.
Og hjælper dem.
You will guide them.
Leder dem.
You will lead them.
Og vejleder dem.
We pray the blood of Jesus will be all over the nation of Denmark.
Og vi beder at Jesu blod må være over hele nationen Danmark.
We apply your blood over the borders of this nation.
Og vi dækker grænserne under Jesu blod.
That no harm will come to the nation of Denmark.
At ingen ulykke kommer ind over Danmark.
We pray for the king.
Og vi beder for kongen.
We pray for the royal family.
Vi beder for hele det kongelige hus.
We pray that you would bless them.
Velsign dem.
May the sound of heaven be heard in the halls of this nation.
Og må lyden af himlen høres i salene i denne her nation.
Yes, Lord, one more time.
Endnu en gang, Herre.
Let the sound of heaven.
Lad lyden fra himlen
be heard.
Høres.
In the halls of this nation.
Høres i hallerne i det her land.
Places where decisions are made.
Steder hvor beslutninger bliver taget.
Let the sound of heaven be heard.
Lad lyden af himlen høres.
Thank you, Jesus.
Tak, Jesus.
We pray for Israel.
Og vi beder for Israel.
Pray for peace in Israel.
Vi beder om fred i Israel.
Pray for Ukraine.
Og vi beder for Ukraine.
Pray that Lord the wars in Israel and Ukraine will come to an end.
Og vi beder at krigen må stoppe både i Israel og i Ukraine.
Peace will come.
Og freden må komme.
Father, we pray that our lives will be worthy of the calling by which you have called us.
Og vi beder om at vi må leve det kald værdigt hvormed du har kaldet os.
In Jesus name.
I Jesu navn.
Would you stand up to your feet one moment?
Værsgo og stå op på dine fødder.
Tak fordi du lyttede med til denne udsendelse fra Troens Ord. For mere information og for at kontakte os, gå til www.troensord.dk.